We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Bunch of
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
I resent that. I resent that devil remark. Donkey of the day for Thursday, July 21st goes to Professor Timothy Faraj. Okay, he is a professor at the University of Texas at Dallas, and he thinks that homosexuality is a disease. Not just a disease, but a disease that can be cured. In fact, he wants us to try to find a cure for homosexuality, especially among men, because homosexual men have anal sex, which can lead to a variety of diseases. Let's go to ABC 8 for the report, please.
Now to a growing controversy at UT Dallas, where a professor tweeted that there should be a, quote, cure for homosexuality. As WFAA Sydney Persing reports, some students are demanding the university take action.
We send our students to school to learn math, science, history. But Monday at UT Dallas, students learned about something else.
This tweet was horrendous.
A tweet from computer science professor Tim Faraj, which read, "Can we at least try to find a cure for homosexuality, especially among men?"
I have nothing against homosexuals. I just was suggesting we try to find a cure.
Faraj told me he sent the tweet because he read an article that said monkeypox is mainly spread by men who have sex with other men. To be clear, anyone can contract monkeypox, which is not a sexually transmitted disease.
I'm saying do medical research on the causes for homosexuality.
This man tweeted, "Can we at least try to find a cure for homosexuality, especially among men? Homosexual men have anal sex, which can lead to a variety of diseases." This is like people who think you can pray to gay away, okay? Furthermore, some of y'all care way too much about who other people are sleeping with. I could care less whose cheeks are getting cracked and who's cracking them, okay? Who you sleep with don't make me bust, so why should I care, all right? Furthermore, I don't think there's any medical research that can be done to show what the cause of homosexuality is. Some men's like men's. It is what it is. There isn't, you know, there isn't, that's it, okay? You could be, there's so many other things you could be encouraging people to find a cure for. I mean, cancer, HIV, AIDS, herpes, dementia, Alzheimer's, asthma, forms of heart disease. Did I mention cancer? All right, that's the one we need to be attempting to find a cure for. But this is what happens when y'all make something like monkeypox a gay thing. I still don't understand why Dr. Fauci said this.
Well, if you look at the numbers, the overwhelming proportion of people who have been infected are men who have sex with men. But it is not exclusive to that demographic group. It is an infection that is spread by close physical contact, skin to skin contact.
When I first heard that Fauci comment, I said to myself, why did he say that? If it's not an STD, what's the point of saying it? If it's not exclusive to gay men, what's the point of speaking it? Now, commentary like that is prompting people like Professor Farage to put their homophobia on display in the form of saying, hey, I care about all these people getting diseases and we must stop men from having anal sex because it leads to a variety of diseases. Now, I don't know what should happen to this professor because the reality is he's just wrong, okay? But this is a human who is in charge of shaping and molding a generation of people. That's dangerous. But then again, maybe not, because it's not like he's leading a class on the dangers of men clapping other men's cheeks. But the idea that you would think someone's sexual preference is a disease, that means all of our sexual preferences must be a disease, right? For example, people who don't eat bunky probably think people who eat bunky are sick, right? Jamaican men who lie about not eating poom poom, because y'all know y'all be lying about not eating poom poom, they think men who openly discuss eating poom poom are sick. But we know nothing wrong with us. Envy, you feel you need to be cured of any of those things?
No.
No, right? Because they are not diseases. They are desires. And who our heart wants is who our heart wants, okay? What we choose to do in the bedroom is our business. Now, furthermore, with that said, I think bigotry is a disease, okay? I think not liking someone because of what they are is an absolute sickness. Can we get some resources poured into curing that? All right, because that disease has caused more harm and death than being gay ever will. Please give Timothy Farage the sweet sounds of the hand. You know what? Please give Timothy Farage, let Remy Ma give Timothy, whatever the hell his name is, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
I'm about to say I can't get Timothy out my mouth, but then he would say I was sick if I said that. Timothy Farage, that's his name.
All right.
All right. What? God, what?
Take Timothy out your mouth.
I did. I okay. Got it out.
Thank God.
I got him right out. I spit it out. Spit him right out. It took a little while, but I spit him right out.
It's uncomfortable.
Does
at
he
all.
Think I need to be cured? Huh?
No.
Huh?
No, I don't care what you and Timothy do.
I ain't say nothing about Timothy.
Yes, you did.
I did say something about Timothy. You're right. I just did a whole donkey today about him. You're absolutely right.
All
right.
Well,
that's true.
Up next is Ask Ye. 800-585-1051 if you need relationship advice or any type of advice. You can ask Ye right now.
It's again. Ask Ye, but it's going to be ass C&E.
800-585-1051. This guy is on a roll today. What's like 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.